Hello, and welcome to the 10-Minute Encourager. I am Evangelist Robin Sherrod, and I'm so thankful that you have chosen to take time out to listen to this 10-minute exhortation. This exhortation is entitled, I Make the Difference Between Bitter and Better. I Make the Difference Between Bitter and Better. When you look at those two words, bitter and better, the difference between the two, they're pretty much spelled the same, but there's a difference between an I and an E. You may think, how is that significant? It changes the meaning of things totally. When we see things from an I perspective, that I really do have the power, I really do have the ability, based on what God placed in me, to make the difference. And in this case, we're going to be looking at bitter and better. I had an experience this week that was egregious. It was a shocking, a very troubling experience. And what made it even more impactful, and less for me in my life, was that it involved a loved one. You know, there are some times when things can happen to you and you're like, okay, I got it. I can take it. You know, it's happening to me. I'm okay. But when it happens to someone that you love, someone that you care about, and the fact that that person didn't do anything wrong, that person pretty much was just going about their day, minding their own business, and evil, yes, evil, rose its ugly head and lashed out because evil saw good and evil didn't want good and doesn't want good to prosper. So evil struck. And when evil strikes, as you know and I know, we know that it's from the adversary. And the bottom line is that he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And if he can't destroy you physically, he will try to destroy you spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. This experience, this situation that I had to deal with, once I sat down and thought about it and reflected upon it, it was a situation that came against this person that I love to try and break their spirit. I immediately began to intercede. For the situation and for that individual. But I want to share with you a few things that I hope and I pray that will encourage you when you're seated. When you are seated in a place where you can get up and walk the path of bitterness, or you can walk the path of being better. The first thing I did when I found out about this awful situation, I actually stopped and I said, devil, you will not win. I began to just decree and declare that as for me and my house, we're going to continue to serve you, God. I began to decree and declare all the promises and all the great things in the Word of God. I began to just let the devil and serve him notice and let him know, you know what? We are not backing down. We are going to continue to serve our God. We know that our God is mighty. This has come and other things have come to try to negate the faith that we have in our God, and I'm not having it. And I just flat-footedly stood up and said, I'm not having it. Once I did that, then as I began to continue to think about, because that's what happens when these egregious things happen, when these evil things happen, when that root of bitterness, because the scripture says over in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I opened up my Bible and I went to bitterness. Now, why did I not go to anger? Because that was the initial response, of course, is anger. I didn't go to anger because of, I knew the scripture about anger. It says, you know, be angry, but sin not. I know the scripture, and there are other scriptures in the Bible referencing anger. But I knew because of this particular incident that this had the propensity, and the attack of the enemy was not just for anger, but I knew the tactic. I knew that it was for bitterness. Because I began to play it in my mind over and over again. So I came to the word, I came to the Bible, I came to the scripture, says, lest any root. Because what does bitterness want to do? Bitterness wants to take root in our spirit. And then it says, springing up to trouble you. And that's exactly what it does. You see, after anger subsides, then that's when that bitterness comes in. Why? Because it springs up to trouble you. How does it trouble us? It troubles us because we play it over and over and over in our mind. And with this particular incident, there was a video that was attached to it. So when I was shown the video and I saw what was done to this person that I love, the impact of what was done, I kept playing it in my mind over and over again. So I knew that the enemy, he wanted to go beyond anger. And you see, for you and I in our life, where we are as a believer, you and I must know, understand that the enemy, anger, yeah, he's like, you know, anger was 2-3 years ago in a sense. He said, no. Now I want to get to bitterness. I want this thing to take root in you. Because if it takes root in you, then that means that you're not going to allow what? The love of God to come forth. Why? Because you're going to be holding on to bitterness, which is going to turn into offense, which is going to turn into unforgiveness. So I had to really just stop and pause and take captive this situation, this thoughts, so that it did not become that root of bitterness. So I went to Hebrews 12 and 15. Then, of course, I grabbed hold to the scripture that says Romans 8 and 28. We know all things work together for the good, for them that love God, for those that are called according to his purpose. But then I went over to Psalm 62, and this is what I want to leave with you. I want to leave with you Psalm 62, because it says here that my soul finds rest in God alone. When something happens to you that hits you from the left side of life, your soul may not rest. But the scripture says my soul finds rest in who? God alone. My salvation comes from him. What is salvation? My deliverance. It says he alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. And then it says I will never be shaken. And I began to decree and declare that, devil, I'm telling you right now, I will never be shaken. I will never be shaken. I will never be shaken. I began, my seed will never be shaken. My house will never, I will never be shaken. Why? Because the Bible says that. Then it goes on to talk about other things, about how long would assault, will you assault a man? And it talks about God and what God, the intent of the enemy, how he wants to topple a person, how they take delight in lies. But then it goes on to say in verse number 5, I find what? Rest. I find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My soul is my emotional state. My soul is my mental capacity. It's my thinking ability. My soul in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is, it says again, my fortress. I will not be shaken. And then it goes on. And I began to continue to just glean this word in him. And it says, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. And then I went down to verse 11. It says, one thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong. We serve a strong and a mighty God, and that you, O Lord, are loving. God, you love us. And God, in your love, there is no pain. There is no strain. There is no violence in your love. You don't love us and want to see us in pain and see us afflicted and see our seed afflicted. Surely, you said, you will reward each person according to what he has done. Right then and there, for he has done. I had to pause and I had to stop and I had to go over to Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44, which says, pray for your enemy, because it said, according, he will receive a reward according to what he has done. I began to pray for that enemy. I began to pray against that one who had committed that egregious act against my loved one. I had to pray because he is going to be in the hands of an angry God. If he does not turn around, if that situation, that person does not turn around, that person does not repent, that person does not come to know who Christ is as their Savior, they are going to go straight to hell, straight to H-E-double-L, and hell is real. And I had to begin to pray so that I could release that to God. Why? So that bitterness would not take root, but that we would become better from the situation. Now, can I sit here right now and say that, you know, all is well within my soul in terms of all of my emotions? I can't say fully right now, and I'm being very honest with you. And it's not that I'm not saved. It's not that I don't love God. It's not that I don't uphold him. Yes, I do. But I have to continue to what? Pray. It's not a one-time act. It's not a one-time act, especially when you have a visual in your mind and you are playing this thing wants to play in your mind over and over again. But I'm covering it. I'm covering it. I'm washing it in the blood. I'm covering it with prayer. I'm covering it with the word of God. I know that this here, although it was meant for bad, come on somebody, although it was meant for bad, it's going to turn around for the good. I know it is. Why? Because that's the type of God that we serve. So I just wanted to stop by. My time is really up already. I think I may be a few minutes over, but I just wanted to stop by to encourage you and to encourage myself. And if this is blessing you, to please, you know, send it to somebody and let it bless their life too. But for you and I to know that no matter what situation or circumstance we may find ourselves, knowing that we are in this season where anger is just the tip of the iceberg, but it's more so than anger that the enemy wants to implant. He wants it to take root. It is bitterness, but understanding that I make the difference between bitter and better by what? Trusting in the Lord. Romans 8 and 28. Meditating. If you have not read Psalm 62, I pray that you will go and you will read Psalm 62. It talks about placing all our hope in God, knowing that God is in control, allows us to wait for him, allows us to know that he is going to rescue us, allows us to know that true relief does not come by the problem being resolved sometimes because other problems are on the way, but understanding the true relief comes from the enduring hope that in God and his ultimate plan for us and his ultimate salvation for us, and knowing that trials in him are going to be resolved. So once again, I thank God for you. I thank God for you listening. And I pray once again that this encourager of that I makes the difference between bitter and better will bless you as it has blessed me to share it with you, and not only to share it with you, but to be able to glean from myself. God bless you, and grace and peace be unto you until we tune in together again. God bless.